From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week is the busiest time of the year for shipping services, such as UPS, FedEx, and the Post Office. Just this Tuesday, the Post Office handled 600 million cards and letters. UPS says it is delivering, on average, 300 packages per second. NPR's Yuki Noguchi got a first-hand view of some last-minute shipping at a FedEx facility in Washington, D.C.
Packages that traveled by plane overnight arrive here on freight trucks before dawn. Workers shuffle and sift them at a rate of 166 per minute as conveyor belts, looking like small highways, carry them through this large warehouse.
You see a lot of those bags that come either Old Navy or even Amazon, people ordering outfits, clothes. We've had times where Christmas trees will come through here.
Paul Meilinger is the station manager. His biggest worry, he says, is snowstorms and delivery trucks stuck in traffic. FedEx relies on its own meteorologists. Meilinger says it also uses technologies that didn't exist when he started many years ago.
Years ago, it was a crayon that you would put on a box. Now we got labels that tell us exactly where it's supposed to go. It's routed by identifier. We've got belts. Years ago, it's rollers, and we push them. So a lot has changed. And certainly, if we didn't have this type of equipment, there'd be no way we could handle this amount of freight.
There are suitcases shipped by travelers avoiding baggage fees. Many, if not most of the packages streaming by bear the names of online brands. Online shopping made a big mark on FedEx's business this year. More online retailers are offering later guaranteed arrivals than ever, even for orders placed tomorrow evening. It's a procrastinator's paradise. But it does up the ante for drivers like Daryl Anderson. Standing towards the tail end of the conveyor belt, he's picking off packages bound for his delivery area. Anderson scans the items using a handheld scanner, then arranges them in his truck in the order he plans to deliver them, from back to front. He's wearing a purple hat with a FedEx logo and a pom-pom, a corporate twist on a North Pole classic.
So, you know, I feel like Santa Claus. Yeah.
Anderson has adapted to managing the crush of packages. Use your legs, not your back. He's also developed a photographic memory, but only as it applies to addresses.
It's a funny thing. Sometimes you dream addresses, you know. It's like you already know. You already know which packages you have, and somehow if you skip over that package, you'd be like, hold up, I know I have this package. So it's just funny how in this business you're pretty much programmed.
It's now just after daybreak, 2 hours after sorting began. A few leftover packages amble down the belts as Anderson and the other drivers prepare to take off. Meilinger, the station manager, takes stock of the scene with a satisfied nod. His workday starts at 4 a.m. and ends 14 hours later. If last-minute shipping makes his job more hectic, he admits he's part of the problem.
People like me that keep waiting. Oh, it's Friday. I still got one more day. I can still get it there for Christmas.
So are you done with your Christmas shopping?
I haven't started yet.
Are you going to FedEx all those
Absolutely.
Packages?
That's the only way it's going to get there. I don't trust anybody else.
Meanwhile, Anderson's truck approaches capacity, and he lowers the door.
It's time to go, man. Let's go. All right.
And with that, this Santa has left the station. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.